Okay, okay. We're in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah Tuesday night. Yodei Alikros Mitoch Haksav. Kidla Kamon Tzimekuf Lametesiv Beis. Sagi Bekach, that's enough. I know Dafka Kshenshim Koyanach is also. Sheyuchal Likros Ba'atzmo. Kimavur Shams. I guess it is B'diyadet. Mechatchili is supposed to be able to read it yourself, not just following the chazan. We're very makil. Let's finish up. This is the din of the Ramah, you see, is taka, a secondary, you know, it's a b'di'evet, we'll call it. If you have a kohen that can read on his own, you're supposed to give it to that kohen. Shemeini yodeya, because if you can't read from the Torah, how can you make the bracha? Hukayom, the Mishnah Berurah says, nowadays, Nogin Lagrosa, we give people aliyahs, even though they can't read from the Sefer Torah. So that's step one. They can say the words, so they're not reading. The Balkar is reading, but they're at least able to mouth the words. They can say the words. And you know something, the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't look too carefully about that either. We sort of make believe, yeah, Mistami, he could say the words. The Talinan, we assume the Mistama Yachalikur Mashliach Sibra al Kalpona Baal Peh. We don't look too closely. That's how we do it nowadays. We don't look too closely. But it's important for people to know the halacha. I think people do, generally, that when you get an aliyah, you're supposed to say the words. The ideal is to read from the Sefer Torah and say the words. If you can't do that, say along or after the Baal Kore, but still reading the words. At least, you know, you hear from him what the word is, and you read along. Three? Sometimes the Balkari goes too fast, you can't keep up with him, so you do at least three psukim.
It can be any three?
Yeah.
Like if it's really going to be flying.
You mean, two, every three.
Catch your breath and get there. Yeah. Some almost Shedley Moore somewhere along the line?
But the Mishnah Berurah, Lamaisa, we accommodate all those people out there who can't even do that. Really, Mishnah Berurah is like, we're not looking too carefully. We're makel not to drive people away from shul, not to embarrass them publicly. We're makel. You want to know the bottom line of makel? You know, we'll let the Baal Kore like be motzi them, even though it's really not, because they're making the bracha. And you're having seven brachas, and if it's the Baal Kore, it's really not. I mean, they darkei shalom. We push the envelope. And we don't look too closely. What's it called? Don't ask, don't tell. We adopt the don't ask, don't tell policy. You don't start asking everybody you want to give an aliyah to. Can you read from the Torah? Can you say at least the words Baal Peh together with the Baal Kore? So the Mishnah Berurah says, probably I didn't have a chance to look at the Aruch HaShulchan. He probably says, don't worry about it. Fine. Okay. For sure. There's no doubt in my mind the Aruch HaShulchan like gives it more impetus. Sif Hei. Im HaSefer Torah Pasuach. Now this is Lav Dafka, really. The question is, you don't wait for the Kohen. A Kohen Kari Hashma. It's embarrassing. That's also embarrassing. But so you don't give him the aliyah. It's okay. You don't call him up. The kohen's in shul, but you don't give him the aliyah, and you certainly don't wait for him to finish Mona Esrei. Ain't a rashoi lahapsik. He can't be mafsik. We're not talking about now if he was called up b'diyeved. Then we'll see. He can go up b'diyeved if he's called and make the bracha. But you don't call him up, and that's, even though it's a kohen shul, you don't call him if he's in the middle of Kriyat Shema or Birchos Kriyat Shema. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Koran Yisrael b'makomo hagol v'chein b'tayne shachar pesach v'sukah shekoran v'yachal. What? The Bahab. Emein ha-kohen misaneh Koran Yisrael. It means he doesn't v'tov she'elach ha-kohen v'beis ha-knesses. In other words, it's not embarrassing to him. Many people don't fast. So currently Yisrael, and really he doesn't have to leave the shul for that very reason. Everybody understands he's not fasting Bahab. Well, it's better he should walk out and not be there, so that people shouldn't say, you know, he's puzzled or something wrong. There's a problem. Mishnebrus of Kotan Tazayinim, a Sefer Torah Pasuach. Who other than the same thing applies, Afilu Adayin Lo Hatziyu Sefer Torah. You don't wait for him. The point from the perspective of the Mechaber is not to wait, so you don't wait for him at all, ever. And if it's time for Kriya Sefer Torah, you go away. B'chein Ein Mamtinim Lo Hatziyu Sefer Torah. Achigmar Koyen Tfilo also. He's in the middle of Shemon Esrei. You don't wait, you don't delay. B'shem Tircha De Tzibura.
You
mean the Shliach Tzibur should slow down? You certainly don't have to wait for him.
I wouldn't even know.
Here, the Tzibur, you might have a cheshman that the Tzibur is nicha because they want to be benched. Okay. If you're asking me lahalocha, if the gabbai of the shul could make that assumption that the Tzibur would be moicha the tircha the Tzibur in order to get benched, I won't answer it off and off. That would have to do research. It's an interesting shiloh. It's a good shiloh. Eina rashoi. So he can't be matzik. Vafilu lodeo harishoyna b'simen samach vod sedala shematzik hainu kishakra'uhu. And Hilchos Kriyas Shema says he could be matzik. That's if they called him up. They covered a Torah. Aval chatchila, certainly you don't give him the aliyah. And you're not chayshish for a pigment the koyin that people will say he's a koyin puzzle or he's not a koyin because everybody sees he's saying kriyashma, he's davening. People see that. The schema hachreinim la'dav kishma, also brichas kriyashma. Okay. Bayin le'el shechranu, that if he's bein aprokim, you can give him the aliyah if there's no other koyin. And certainly if he's in psukah de zimra, he could b'chatchila get the aliyah. Okay, we'll stop here. I just want to, whoever was in the beginning of this year, very weird. In the Shar HaTziyun Yud Gimel, where he says Monday and Thursday is the same, right? And Tosfos says the reason is because nowadays there's plenty of people in Shul Mondays and Thursdays also. But the Shar HaTziyun says in Yud Gimel, even if there happened to be a Minyan Mitzumtzum, you say Loi Plug. That's very, very weird. So if the Chayodim is so sure that you say Loi Plug on Mondays and Thursdays, Tosfos didn't say Loi Plug. Tosfos is very strange. Tzorich Iyun. One day we're going to have to go into it. Tosfos, we're talking about the Kohen can't defer to someone else for the first Aliyah, even though technically he's allowed to. Mitzad the Din v'Kidashto. So there's a Takonat de Chazal, he shouldn't, so you shouldn't make fights. The Gemara says that's only when there's a lot of people in Shul. On Mondays and Thursdays, there's not a lot of people in shul, so he could do it. Tosfos says nowadays you can't do it Mondays and Thursdays either, because we have a lot of people in shul Mondays and Thursdays also. So Tosfos didn't, and the Gemara doesn't say low plug, right? Gemara says you could do it Mondays and Thursdays. So then for the Chayodim to come along and say, and even if there happens to be exactly 10 people in shul, low plug. What do you mean low plug? They never said it about Mondays and Thursdays. Tosfos extrapolated to Mondays and Thursdays because there's a lot of people in shul. So how could your chayyadim turn around now and say that even if there's 10 people, loy plug? There's no rabbanon to say loy plug about. Rabbanon didn't talk about Mondays and Thursdays. Tosfos extrapolated it. Sarachian, which means